Indonesia and the European Union are set to issue the world's first forest law enforcement governance and trade license, also known as the flagged license. The flagged license will accompany shipments of timber that are being exported from Indonesia to EU member states, certifying the shipments being traded to one of the world's largest consumers of timber products. According to the UN's Food and Agriculture Organization, flagged timber licensing is a major achievement in the fight against illegal logging. Worldwide, forest crime is estimated to be worth $30 to $100 billion annually. FAO is currently assisting its member countries to establish mechanisms in order to demonstrate the legality of their timber production. To explain further is Robert Simpson, Program Manager for FAO's Flagged Program based in Rome. Mr. Simpson, thank you for joining me.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
Could you briefly explain how and where criminality comes into play within timber production industries?
Illegality in the forest sector exists across a wide gradient, ranging from criminality or criminal syndicates down to small or petty illegal actions or breaches of law by households, communities, or small enterprises operating in the forest sector. When we look at some of the high-level criminality or criminal syndicates, we're really talking about illegal timber harvesting in the forest sector. And that's mostly in the case where there is not a permit or a license to harvest timber. And it's often associated with very high-value timber, such as ebony or rosewood. There's also situations where there's more administrative breaches of law, which include evasion of taxes or just absence of transport permits or illegal processing or exporting of timber.
And in what ways does illegal timber production impact developing countries like Indonesia, both economically or environmentally?
There are definitely significant impacts from illegal logging in the timber sector and along the supply chain based on challenges of economic, social, environmental impacts. Economically, governments lose $10 to $15 billion annually in lost revenue, which could be used for social programs or better environmental services. Environmentally, illegal logging undermines sustainable forest management and reduces a forest's capacity to provide environmental services, reduces the quality of biodiversity, and therefore reduces the long-term productivity of the forest. Socially, indigenous and forest-dependent communities are often negatively impacted in that they lose access rights to forests, or they're pushed out, or the high-value timber is removed prior to them having an opportunity to use these forests. Finally, there's the fairly significant reputational risk from illegal logging. And if a country, particularly it seems to be prevalent in tropical timber-producing countries, but when there's a negative perception of the legality or illegality of timber coming from those countries, that can create a bad reputation for all of the tropical timber that's produced and used around the world. This has a negative economic impact in that if there's a lower demand for these products, higher rate of return activities take place in those forests. In other words, converting them to agricultural use or other activities that bring a higher revenue in that country. All of these impacts apply to countries like Indonesia, but all of the timber-producing countries that we work with, they experience many of these negative impacts from illegal logging.
What is FAO's role in helping timber-producing countries to stem illegal timber trade?
The FAO Forest Law Enforcement Governance and Trade Program, or FLEGT program, was designed to help implement the FLEGT Action Plan. The FLEGT Action Plan is basically a plan adopted by the European Union member states through their parliament, which is a set of measures and actions to help reduce illegal logging. But the important part of the FLEGT Action Plan is that it was the first time that countries had recognized both a consumer responsibility and a producer side responsibility to addressing illegal logging. So on the demand side or the consumer side, the European Union had adopted the EU Timber Regulation, or the EUTR. And the EUTR sets in place requirements for operators or companies that place timber on EU markets to demonstrate the legality of that timber, whether it's from domestic sources or from international sources. So this part provides the supply side incentive to clean up the timber production. And so one of the main tools in cleaning up timber production was the development of the Voluntary Partnership Agreement, or VPA. Now, there's 15 countries that are working toward a VPA right now, and Indonesia, as we've mentioned, is the first one that will deliver the FLEGT license. The FLEGT license actually is sort of a green lane. It demonstrates legality through this legality assurance system that looks at both traceability and legal compliance with local laws, local meaning the Indonesian law, and it allows them to demonstrate that through this license that they produce their timber legally and it's exported legally to the European Union member countries. FAO works primarily in the supply side area. So we work with 23 different producer countries around the world. 15 of those clearly are the VPA countries. What we do within that is work with additional partners and the European Commission and the EU delegations in each country to help develop these processes for demonstrating legality, but also working with local stakeholders to provide them both technical assistance and financial assistance to participate in these processes and develop their capacity to comply with the requirements of a voluntary partnership agreement.
Mr. Simpson, thank you so much for your time.
You're welcome. It was a pleasure to be here.